If you're listening now, you like your jazz on KUNM. Generally, there's one of five volunteer hosts here each day, and some very capable fill-ins like Chris Nichols, who's in with you today. But Wednesdays was David House Day, and has been for about 20 years.
My name's David House, and I got in a little bit late today, so I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be back. And I'll be with you for about the next hour, bringing you some jazz on all that jazz.
Almost nothing stopped David from hosting this show on Wednesdays. Until a couple of months ago, when David, weakened by an unexpected and aggressive brain cancer, was no longer able to be your host. Now, David didn't give up easy. When doctors told him it wasn't safe for him to drive after having brain surgery, he rode a bike to the station with staples in his head to do his show. In fact, that clip we heard a moment ago was that day. He was a few minutes late because he rode his bike to the station just a few days after surgery. When that was no longer possible, he caught a ride and came up in a wheelchair. When he couldn't confidently speak himself, he still came up and played some of his favorites from his phone while another announcer did the talking for him. Finally, David's cancer treatments and therapies took over all his time and energy, and then they took his life. He passed away at the way too young age of 57, Sunday, November 27th, in hospice care here in Albuquerque, with part of his extended family at his side. This all happened so fast, it wasn't possible for all of David's friends to talk with him, see him, touch him, give his magnificent bald head a kiss. Believe me, there were lots and lots of people who wanted to, and part of this tribute is to those of you who couldn't make that last contact. I want to say to you that your bond of friendship and love of David House isn't defined by whether or not you made that last connection, and David knew that. Because David House wasn't much into scorekeeping of relationships in that way. He was wide open to relationships and celebrating them for what good they offered, for whatever time could be found for them. He made friends so easily because of his open attitude and his belief that everyone he met could be a lifelong friend. And you only had to meet him a time or two, and you probably felt like you had a new lifelong friend. So David had tons of friends and friendly acquaintances. And as a result of those sheer numbers, there really wasn't enough of David House to go around. And there never could be. I mean, he tried to optimize his reach. A few thousand people could hear him every Wednesday on the radio. I was talking with one of his friends at the first of his memorials last week at the local funeral home about this. For all of his friends, the radio was a way of checking in, just listening to his show. Yep, there's my friend, David House. He's all right. I should call him for lunch sometime. David optimized his reach by being in movies and television. Over 40 at last count since he actively started looking for parts about 20 years ago. Probably more than that even. Even in some of the not-so-great movies, and working actors wind up in more of those than good ones, still thousands got to see some part of David's many sides that he could call up for an assigned role. Because of his athletic build, he was often cast as a tough guy villain, tough guy cop, tough guy soldier. Those of us who knew him best knew that wasn't really typecasting him accurately. In fact, the word may be showing up most often on Facebook by his friends in the days since his passing to describe him was sweet. What a sweet man. Millions and millions saw him on Breaking Bad, his best break, playing, yes, ironically, the oncologist treating Walter White's cancer on the show.
There are some misconceptions about what remission actually signifies. It does not mean that the patient is cured. To classify someone as in remission, we only need to determine that the tumor hasn't grown.
That it hasn't grown? Jesus.
Technically speaking, a tumor can remain the exact same size it was before, and the patient could still be in remission.
David House was not one of those actors who talked incessantly about his time on the set with the stars. In fact, when I saw the long list of appearances he'd made in movies and television, I wished I'd dragged more stories out of him about it all. But for David, it was just something he liked to do. From likely hundreds of auditions, he felt like he got a break now and then. He was humble about it, and it was fun for him to live a part of his dream to act. But David House seemed to know his day-to-day work of just being open and pleasant with his fellow human beings was the real pleasure and the real work of life. And he put so much heart into it. We all felt it. We all will miss it. And the only way to keep from missing it more, I think, is to consciously put a little more of David into how we are with people day to day. That's the real way to make sure there's more of David House to go around. David might sign off from his show every Wednesday with a "good to be with you." And I think if he could have orchestrated a last phrase to us before passing last month, it might have also been "good to be with you." And we'd all honestly be able to say back, "good to be with you too, David House." I'm Paul Ingalls.